Day 303, or October the 30th. I am the true vine. Today's thoughts come from John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. The whole of our passage today takes place in the upper room. Interestingly, the Greek that is translated upper room is the same word that we find in Matthew's Gospel to describe the place where Jesus is born, the inn. It was a place of hospitality, which many houses had in those days. Unfortunately, when Mary and Joseph arrive in Bethlehem, other relatives have already taken it, as they don't have to travel as far as Nazareth. So the next best room, the stable, was offered, because there was no room in the inn or guest chamber. I, for one, find it significant that Jesus' earthly life begins in a stable room. Then he teaches in an upper room, and finally rests in a sealed stone room. John concludes his upper room discourse with Jesus praying for his disciples. Many describe this as the Lord's Prayer, with the Our Father prayer being called the Disciples' Prayer. And now today's action step. Jesus gives a long description of what it is like to be at one with him. He describes himself as the vine and his followers as the branches. This must have made a real impact on John, as he tells us so much of its detail when he comes to write his life story of Jesus. The other Gospels don't mention it at all. It's a contemporary picture that everyone would have understood in a culture where grapevines were a common sight. After his explanation of being in him and he in us, Jesus concludes this particular teaching by adding a new commandment to love one another. The order is important. Unless we are in Christ and he is in us, we have no chance of loving others as Jesus loves us. The command is not to like but to love. Who we like is up to us, but we have no choice over whom we love. Remember that when someone you meet is being particularly unlovable.